Hello everyone, I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. Welcome to On The Money for this Thursday, the 8th of October 2020 from the SBS Newsroom. It is your daily 10-minute business and finance wrap. Later, mental health and the workplace. We'll be taking a closer look at that. But first, to the Australian share market, which rose for a fourth consecutive session, something we haven't seen since July, and we are now on track for the best week since April. So by the close, the S&P ASX 200 added 1.1% today to 6,102. The blue chips really drove the gains. CSL up by 2.4%, BHP 2.2% firmer, Westpac the best of the banks 1.5% stronger, Wesfarmers also added 1.5%, and the tech stocks were a real standout on the share market, driven by an increase in sales at buy now, pay later company Sezzle, pushing its shares up by 3.6%. As a result, Afterpay added 2.6% and Zip surged 8.8%. So for more on the market's moves today, I spoke earlier with Omkar Joshi from Opal Capital Management. Omkar, the market is set for a four-day winning streak, the first since some time in July. Why have we seen the turnaround?
I think there's a few things. I think one of the key things is that there was an expectation of a stimulatory budget, and obviously we did see that. That's delivered, and so that's led to a bit of a recovery in the market. And I think the other simple thing is that in August and September, we did see a bit of weakness come through in the market, especially some of the tech names, and we're simply seeing a bounce back. So I guess we have been in a pretty strong market, and it's always healthy to have a correction. We saw that, and now the market's digested gains, and it's ready to keep going higher now.
The market's gone higher and higher since the open today. Where have we seen the strength come through?
Yeah, a large part of the strength really has been in the financials and resources, and that's part of the reason why the market is going up, in that obviously the banks and resources are a big sector within the market, and so that's led to a lot of the gains today.
And we saw that second US debate today. What kind of an impact do you think the US presidential election will have on markets?
I think the main impact it's going to have is that it's going to create a lot of volatility and uncertainty. And we've already seen that in the last few weeks as well, when we've seen Trump with a positive diagnosis in coronavirus. And we've also seen yesterday with his comments around fiscal stimulus. And we're just seeing a lot of uncertainty and volatility. And I think that's what we're going to see for the next few weeks going ahead as well. You know, we'll see sharp rallies, we'll see sharp falls. And to be honest, I'm not really sure which way it goes from here, but we are going to see a lot of volatility. And I think that much is pretty certain.
Omkar Joshi there from Opal Capital Management. Well, COVID-19 is taking a greater toll on the psychological well-being of workers. A survey of 4,000 people by recruiters at Hays found just 42% of the nation's employees rate their mental health as positive. That's down from 63% pre-COVID. And by industry, those recording the largest decline in their current mental health and well-being included those in architecture, sales, legal, and education. So for more on this, I spoke earlier with Susan Drew, the Senior Regional Director at Recruiter Hays. Susan, to what extent are people feeling less positive about their mental health and well-being, and why?
I guess with COVID having come into play, there's obviously a lot of uncertainty and has been uncertainty over the last 6 months, and that's been a big issue with regards to mental health and the well-being of Australia's workforce. People working from home, being in the same environments, whether they're working and socialising, and particularly in Victoria, I know from a personal perspective, I am at the end of my dining room table with the kitchen to the left of me. I'm spending my day at the table. I'm then cooking at night, and I'm then socialising in front of the TV. So from an environmental perspective, surroundings aren't changing, and it's becoming a little bit of a groundhog day for a lot of people in Victoria.
Those feeling less positive about their mental well-being, what are they most worried about?
I think people are worried about the financial impact. You know, when people have lost their job and have got concerns that they may not be able to seek other employment, then obviously there becomes a bigger pressure from a financial perspective. There's the pressure of being overworked. So we're companies have had to consolidate or reduce headcount. Extra workload is then being shared around those existing workers who have stayed. There's a concern around people returning to the workplace. I know for Hays as an organisation, a number of our states are back to pretty much normal in New Zealand, South Australia and WA. Queensland similarly, but both in New South Wales and Victoria has been more challenging, concerned around returning to work from a public health perspective on public transport has been a big impact as well. Having access to technology, I know personally a couple of weeks ago my internet was dropping out constantly. So when you're trying to do your job working in a remote environment without having the right technology or support, that can be a real challenge as well. Isolation and loneliness. Hays, we have a lot of people working with us who are working from home and on an individual basis. So until recently, until we had our bubble that came up, people were feeling really isolated because they were spending all day on their own and all night on their own as well. And I know there's been people have come up with lots of different options of running marathons, obviously in a 5K radius, to try and do things to keep stimulated, to keep engaged, and to keep focused as well.
What about employers? Are they providing support?
There's been a massive increase, I believe, in employers providing support. From an EAP perspective, it's been something that's been very, very widely offered. I also think there's been a real change over the past 6 months in the communication between employers and employees. From a personal perspective, I've found that there's been a real leveling with staff because the communication has been a lot of it has been remotely and over the phone. So people have had to connect and engage with people, and it's become a lot more honest and upfront in terms of conversation piece. It's become a lot more around how people are feeling, wanting to understand what's leading to those feelings, and also to understand what as an employer we can do to support employees and to provide an outlet sometimes. From as an organisation, we've done a lot of what we've called walk and talks. So really trying to incentivise our staff that to get out of the home, I was about to say the office, but to get out of the home, to make sure that they're connecting people with conversations that are non-work related as well. So I think there's been a lot of focus around there. I've heard of organisations sending care hampers to their staff, visiting people where they can to be able to check in with individuals. So it's been a big focus, particularly from a mental health perspective. I believe really listening, supporting annual leave, supporting learning development, and providing technology to enable their workers to be able to work remotely as much as possible.
Susan Drew there from Hays. And remember, if you are struggling, you or someone you know, you can get immediate help by calling Lifeline on 13 11 14. And before I go, the extra 10,000 places that the government has made available for the First Home Loan Deposit Scheme looks set for a strong take-up if Google data is anything to go by. ANZ says searches for the keywords First Home Loan Deposit Scheme shot up amid the budget. It's being extended by an additional 10,000 places until the middle of next year, adding to the 20,000 made available since the start of this year. For more, here's Hayden Dimes, ANZ market economist.
I think it suggests that overall, there could be strong demand for the scheme, and it wouldn't surprise us based on how much searching there's been that, a lot of those spots are taken up quite quickly, which isn't surprising given it is always the hardest part to get into property is that first home.
Hayden Dimes there from ANZ. And while tax-related searches were popular, online searches for the keyword Australia budget held the same interest as previous years, but nowhere near the 2014 budget when Tony Abbott and Joe Hockey were touting budget repair. That is On the Money for this Thursday, the 8th of October, 2020. I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. You can follow me on Twitter at Business Ricardo. See you soon. This On The Money stream is provided for informational purposes only. The content in this stream should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It's not personal advice and it doesn't consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.